I think in Zimbabwe we have achieved a lot politically. If you see, we were one of the first countries that had a woman vice president, Umjuru. And then she went out and then formed her own party. And we also had the first deputy prime minister, Ukupe. Now she went and she has formed her own party. We have a national chairman of ZANU-PF. It's a woman. If you go to some of the local authorities, the chairpersons of district councils, some of them are women. And in government, most of our provincial ministers are women. So, which means that we have made strides. It's by no means enough, but it's better than before. So, we need to celebrate the achievements we have. We now have women in business who are running very lucrative and very big businesses. Women that are CEOs of big companies, like Econet. Econet is a woman CEO. That's a big company. And in the judiciary, you find in Zimbabwe, we have a 50-50. So we have made inroads. It's not enough. We are fighting for a 50-50, but it's better. Let's celebrate the steps we have taken.
Has the government done much to uplift the lives of women, especially in rural areas?
Yes, it has. We have more women in local authorities, although we don't have enough. There are still a lot of areas that don't have adequate water. But a lot of boreholes have been drilled in rural areas. In drought-stricken Matabeleland, Mashonaland, Central, Nzarabane, and Manikaland, and Matabeleland South. We need to do more. Government has bought rigs that go 1,000 meters down. Once those are operational, I think the situation will be alleviated.
How successful has the Zimbabwe Women's Microfinance Bank been in helping women fund their projects?
That bank, mind you, is less than a year old. And yet, it's in every Zimbabwean's mouth. So far, they've supported over 4,000 women in agricultural projects, and the many more. Mind you, we are a micro bank, and we are taking steps to become a development bank. They supported 200 farmers 2 weeks ago, and they have on their cards to support over 80,000 farmers so that women are empowered. But what I like is that they have a good model in which they go joint venture with other companies that will be provide the services to make sure that women are trained and the women are subcontracted and they have markets. Then they do the funding, and both the bank and the company, they make sure that money is recovered.
Has the life of the girl child improved in the country?
Our first lady is very committed to the girl child, and I'm sure you have seen that with her trust, the Angel of Hope. She has taken the girl child very seriously. For your own information, most rural schools, secondary schools, have a higher enrollment of girls than boys. Girls are getting more educated. At UZ, as I speak, the enrollment has more females than males. So something is happening to the girl child. They are getting awareness. The parents are supporting them better. But what we need now is a balance. We need both the boy child and the girl child. As I talk to you, I'm sitting in a village, and across the road at the shopping center, the boys are busy there drinking, and where are the girls? They are at home, maybe studying, maybe helping their parents. So, in my opinion, we need to help both our boy child, our girl child. Both of them need to be assisted, because we want to build a balance society. We are at a center where we are organizing some of the boys to come in to learn building and the girls to learn sewing and other skills that will help them in the future. But we need to build stronger families from where these girls and boys come from. If we just attack the girl child alone, we will not be solving the problem. We need a holistic approach to these problems.